This is Dr. Olivera dictating on Charles Loxton. The last name is L-O-G-S-T-O-N. Loxton. L-O-G-S-T-O-N. Charles. This is the clinical case of a ...69-year-old white male that was seen last in January of 2024. The patient has a history of chronic kidney disease stage A that has remained very stable. The serum creatinine that was done on June 24th of 2024, the serum creatinine is 1.3, the BUN is 34, the estimated GFR is 55 mLs per minute. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 is within normal limits. Following number, the patient doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. The albumin creatinine ratio is 23. And the protein creatinine ratio is 96 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been very well controlled. I have to point out that this patient in January, weighed 283 pounds, and at the present time, he's down to 257 pounds. He underwent a right knee replacement. He's receiving a physical therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The cholesterol is 123, HDL is 38. And the LDL is 59 with a triglycerides of 182. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia with a uric acid that is 10.9. We have tried Uloric. He couldn't tolerate it. We tried allopurinol. He couldn't tolerate it. He had this sensitivity to medication. He might be a candidate for the administration of Krystexxa, KRYSTEXXA. However, at this point, we are going to just monitor him, and eventually we will discuss with him the possibility of taking this medication. Because in all reality, he has maintained a uric acid that is elevated and has had episodes of gout. Following number, the patient has a history of cardiomyopathy that couldn't tolerate the administration of Entresto or Jardiance. Following number, chronic atrial fibrillation on chronic anticoagulation. Following number, benign prostatic hyperplasia without any evidence of obstruction. Following number, the patient has abdominal aortic aneurysm that is without any evidence of any deterioration. It's followed by the primary. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 12 minutes.